doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. We're going to get right back to the phone lines because Flora had another question that I was talking to her at the end of the last hour. I wanted to tell everybody once again, we had a great trip this past week, Oklahoma City, the Myriad Botanical Gardens, and several other people helped to underwrite the whole thing, and we had a great couple of days with them. The one that did the most of the underwriting was a company that makes the Smart Pots, which you're going to be hearing me talk a lot more about in the near future. I think they are a great way to get into vegetable and herb gardening, whether you live in an apartment or outside or whatever. So I'll look forward to telling you more and more about that. But the main reason I want to bring it up, we've got photographs that I took. I took about 15 or 16 shots of the Myriad Botanical Gardens in Oklahoma City, and they're on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor, and I think you'll be impressed. I was quite surprised. Downtown Oklahoma City is a lot better looking than I think a lot of people realize, and one of the main reasons is this area. It's pretty big, and it is a botanical garden that is a lot of fun. The huge indoor garden greenhouse. They told me IMPA was involved in the architecture somewhat. The people that have done some development downtown with some really big and beautiful properties have been involved in the project, helping to finance it and all that, I think. But anyway, at least the photography of it all, if you don't have time to go and check it out and enjoy it, you can check out my photos on Facebook. Telephone number here again, 1-866-444-3478. And we have a newsletter, by the way. The latest newsletter gave out something that I've been promising for a while. We've been talking about hydrogen peroxide use a lot, and we finally did the chart that talks about all the different formulas and mixing ratios and everything for both 3% grocery store hydrogen peroxide for all the disease control and algae control and various things, fluffing up the soil and all that. And we also did the same information for the concentrated stuff, the 35% hydrogen peroxide. So if you don't get the newsletter, you can go to dirtdoctor.com. We have the current one on Facebook and in the archives of the newsletter. And then in the future, if you want the newsletter sent to you for free, just fill out the form that's on the homepage, or just send us an email saying that you want to be on board. We do one a week. The cost is zero. Flora, did you have another question? I'm sorry.
I did. Thank you. My other question is, what can I plant from seed in my garden, my vegetable garden? Now, from seed. Is there anything, any spinach, or can I do anything from seed right now?
I think you can still grow in Cleburne. You could still grow some greens from seed. Have pretty good luck with them. You're running a little bit late, but go ahead and, you know, do some mescaline mixes and spinach and various greens. I think you can still do really well. In fact, you might be pretty perfect for some of them. Do a mix. Don't just get one variety. Do several different mixtures. If you can get some sugar beets, plant some sugar beets. They're hard to find. They're also even harder to find where the seed are not treated with some kind of chemical, you know, disease control, because it's primarily a commercial kind of thing. But we discovered a long time ago that the greens of sugar beets are just absolutely delicious. Very easy to grow. They grow big in a hurry. You might check with feed stores and farm stores. You might have to order some mail order, but if you can get some, give that a shot. Other beets can be planted. Radishes, this is a perfect time to do them. They are very fast, and you can have production. And there's a whole lot of different radishes. You know, there's real small round radishes, and there's great big long white ones and everything in between. Different flavors, different hotnesses, different heats. So I'd recommend that. I'd recommend trying some carrots now. I think we still have a long enough nice period of time that carrots could be brought up from seed. And then if you want to do some transplants, you can do cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, and kale, and those sorts of things as transplants. Doing a little bit of both would probably be the best idea.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
I appreciate your call, Flora. Thank you. Let's go to Gun Barrel City and talk to John. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good. I've got a big problem with carpenter ants. They are all in my yard and then getting up in the trees and everything. I've got about 10 or 12 trees in my yard, and what's the best thing to do to get them out or get rid of them? I've tried a whole bunch of stuff, and it just don't work.
Well, let's back up a minute, because carpenter ants wouldn't hurt your trees at all. What are you seeing as damage?
Well, I thought they were carpenter ants, a little black ant, little bitty, you know, small black ant. Now, they look like they're you know, just got trails of them going up into the trees, got little mounds out, you know, around the base of the trees.
Well, what damage are they doing to the tree?
Well, they've killed one completely. I'm gonna have to have it, you know, cut down. I mean, it's completely dead, and they're just eating up the bark on the trees. You know, you can just peel it off with your hands. Big old oak trees.
Okay, John. One, that's not a carpenter ant. Carpenter ants are big, and they're red and black. You can look at my Texas bug book and see what they look like, or just do a web search.
Yeah.
Little black ants, I'm not sure what they'd be, but they don't do any damage to the tree at all.
Okay.
They're just there kind of as a secondary insect. What's doing damage to the tree is something else, and what it is, you'll have to tell me. It could be drought. It could be stress caused by various kinds of things, contaminated root system too deep in the ground, you know, weed and feed fertilizer, other kinds of things causing, you know, bark and tissue on the tree to die. Ants will attack and be opportunistic about areas on a tree that have died. A carpenter ant, like a termite, and some other ants too, will set up shop and or home in dead and decaying tissue. But they won't cause that situation. Something else caused it.
But I've got them. I mean, they are all over the yard. I mean, what's the best thing? What would be good to just get them out of the yard then? I mean,
well, ants, no matter what they are, that are just all over the place, probably the first thing I would try, because it'd be inexpensive and might work well. We find that it works with the crazy raspberry ant pretty well, is to dust natural diatomaceous earth all over the property. And you can buy it in any feed store, garden center, or you know, a lot of the big box stores even sell bags of natural diatomaceous earth.
Yeah.
And okay. You can get a device like the dusting miser, or just use a turkey baster or anything that'll put out a puff, you know, a cloud of this stuff all over the place, and it does pretty well. The second thing you could do to kill them would be to spray something like spinosad. That's a commercial product. That's the active ingredient in commercial products. You can also spray orange oil to 2 ounces per gallon of water, and you can also spray other essential oil products. There's one commercially available called EcoSmart that will kill ants. All of these products will hurt beneficials also, so yeah. You don't want to spray them over and over again all the time. But if you have a big problem, you can hit them with that. If they're doing some damage, I could be proven wrong. You can send me pictures and give me a little bit more information. But other than Texas leaf cutting ants, which cut tissue, and you can see the ants going in a little parade back to their homes in the soil, all carrying a piece of green tissue, and they'll strip a tree of foliage. That doesn't kill it, but it stresses the tree, and if it's allowed to be done over and over again, it'll finally hurt them. But that's about the only thing. Well, the only other thing we see ants doing damage to plants, we'll see fire ants go in the vegetable garden and eat some of the new growth and the young fruit on vegetables sometimes. So give that a shot and see if that doesn't get it under control for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor, Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
Concerned about drought? Think Hydrotain. When you're planting new shrubs, trees, flowers, or sod, think Hydrotain. Want to reduce your water bill? Think Hydrotain. After years of commercial use by golf courses, nurseries, sod farms, and top landscapers, Hydrotain is now available to you. Hydrotain allows you to water up to 50% less and maintain healthy, great-looking plants and turf. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain or order directly from Hydrotain.com. That's HYDRETAIN.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega, new from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and dirtdoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you and back to the phones. Here's Sean in Roanoke, Texas. Hi, Sean.
Morning, Howard. Wanted to give you an update on some progress I made on my yard this summer based on some advice you'd given me. And
all right,
I also got a red oak question, but I'd talked to you a couple times back in the spring, and you'd moved into a house that was highly neglected in the yard. We did over the course of the summer two applications of dry molasses, and then in the spring, late spring, one application of an organic fertilizer, and then just kind of followed up with just regular Garrett juice, periodically over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But it responded quite well, much better than I've seen in the past. The grass, which is Bermuda, ended up responding, very vigorously, and overtook what was a significant weed problem, to where the weeds were probably a good 70% going into the growing season in the yard, and definitely, they subsided with the health of the grass. But I was surprised. I would have thought I'd have needed, more nitrogen products. I didn't use the Garrett juice plus or any. I just used the regular Garrett juice,
uh-huh.
And it really seemed to respond. I mean, it was impressive on what happened there.
Well, that's good. Did you use the commercial one, or did you make your own formula?
I used the commercial.
Well, that's good. The Bermuda grass is probably the toughest, one of the toughest plants to really show the same effect that the synthetic fertilizers can, but I'm glad it worked well for you. It does work great long term. Sometimes it takes a little bit more pushing in the beginning, but what you did there sounded like a good program.
Yep. And Howard, I had a question about red oaks, and
sure.
I know that it's typically a tree that a lot of people use. I know that it can be subject to oak wilt. I don't hear a whole lot about oak wilt up in this area, but I noticed a decent percentage of the red oaks I see around appear to be chlorotic, which makes me wonder if that's really a good tree for this area. I mean, there's chlorotic, I see them all over my neighborhood and in parking, in parking lots and things like that. And I know they don't get taken care of in parking lots, but they really seem to be prone to chlorosis around here.
Well, two things, and I'm going to follow up after we get through, or at the end when we get through, talk about weeds and herbicides and things a little more, because you had a great point leading into something I wanted to address anyway. The red oak thing is an interesting story, and it's something that I've been talking about now for 30-something years, probably, Sean. Red oaks are wonderful trees for the North Texas area and for a lot more of the South. The problem is that there's a whole lot of different red oaks, and the red oaks are very promiscuous. They crossbreed like crazy. They crossbreed very easily, and they'll crossbreed with other red oaks. The adapted red oaks to alkaline soils will crossbreed with red oaks that are not adapted to our soils, that need acid, sandy soils. Perfect example is pin oak. You know, that grows in East Texas and Oklahoma and places like that. Well, pin oak will cross with our native Texas red oaks and with Schumard red oaks and with oaks, other red oaks that that do have the ability to grow in not only alkaline soil, but they'll grow in solid white limestone. So what you're seeing there is probably a whole bunch of trees, and I've known some tree growers for a long time that really aren't very careful about their seed sources, you know, where their red oaks are coming from. They're red oaks, so they sell them as red oaks. And there's a tremendous number of chlorotic trees out there, and they've been being planted and being worked with in a frustrating way now for a long time. So I'll bet you that's what you're seeing. What I would ask you to do, if you could take some pictures of some of them and send me, it might make a good story, might be a good topic. In fact, it would for a newsletter. If a red oak has some northern red oak blood in it, or southern red oak, which is another East Texas tree that totally ill-adapted to alkaline soils, and especially if it has pin oak blood in it, there will be a strong tendency for there to be yellow leaves and a chlorotic condition, which means a lack of trace minerals getting into the plant. Perfect place to see it if you want to. I looked at it this morning as I drove under the park on Woodall Rogers in downtown Dallas. And I wrote a newsletter. A bunch of people got mad at me because I did, but I wrote a newsletter about it a year or two ago that a whole bunch of crossbreed trees had been planted in that garden, and they've got artificial soil there. They don't even have the totally alkaline soil. But you can tell when a tree has a lot of pin oak blood in it, a red oak has a lot of pin oak blood in it, it'll have a single strong central leader. It'll tend to have a little bit more of a pointed Christmas tree shape top. The limbs will go out at instead of angling up, they'll tend to grow more out sideways, perfectly, you know, horizontal, and even the lower limbs will sometimes dip. And if that's the case, if it has pin oak blood in it, they'll never reverse. There's no way you can make them healthier. So let me put you on hold if you wanted to talk about that a little bit more, and we'll talk about it when we come back. And if not, I'll address it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back with you right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today. Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And just to finish up real quickly before we go back to the phone lines on the chlorotic tree deal, you can turn them around, the color and the health around a little bit with the natural organic program because it builds the biological activity in the soil, which makes trace minerals more available. It's one of the big things that the natural program does, the natural organic program does. And that's why there's yellow. The trace minerals are not being available to those trees. But on the other hand, if there's too much of the blood in the red oak, that's one of these trees that has to have the sandy acid soils, you're never going to reverse it. The trees are going to finally continue to go downhill and die. The most significant way you can tell the tree is a pin oak, and it's the worst one that gets the blood mixed in with the right trees. The most significant detail on the tree you can see, there's a lot of characteristics, you know, the pointed top, the drooping limbs, the horizontal branching, and all that. There's a little bit of difference in the leaf. You can look at my website and my tree books, and you can see all of this information. But the one thing that I didn't make a big enough deal out of it years ago because I didn't realize it until I started looking a little bit closer, but a pin oak gets its name from the pins that grow out of the branches. Little bitty short twigs. They look like pins coming out of the limbs all over the limb. If you see a whole lot of that, game's over. You have too much pin oak if you're in alkaline soils to try to reverse it if you're already having trouble, because that's a dead giveaway that you've got a pin oak instead of one of the adapted red oaks. Let's go see what Ann's up to in Fort Worth. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Doctor, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I would like to have some information on Salvia gregi. And here's my question. I've had several places where I have it in, and I do love the look of it. It's very perennial and standard. You know, it's a standby. I can just love it. Okay, but mine's been in there for 5 or 6 years, and it's getting very brushy. And on the bottom, there's looks like a lot of dead material. Now, my question is there a time when I need to just take it all out from the roots? Should I cut it back to the ground, and will it come back? What would you suggest on that question?
Well, they can take quite a bit of pruning, and if you're getting a lot of dead wood, you can prune them back, and they'll respond. This is a little bit of a bad time to do it because we're getting so late in the season. It might be best for you, Ann, to do a little pick pruning. In other words, reach in and prune a little of the dead out here and there. Leave as much of the good foliage and thus the flowers as you can to go on into the fall. And then do that more major pruning and take the plants way back this winter or real late winter before spring. And then they'll come out and they won't mind that treatment at all.
Okay. Now, when I looked in your Plants for Texas book, it said you could take cuttings of your salvia gregi. Do you have any thoughts about how you would do that?
Well, you can do cuttings right now. You need kind of a greenhouse situation. It would have been better to do the cuttings after the first flush of flowers have faded. And, of course, salvia gregi blooms pretty much all season long. So the ideal time would have been during the early part of the spring after that first growth has come out and hardened off and flowered. You see what I mean? But now you could probably still get some germination. In fact, probably pretty positive germination by making the cuttings about 6 inches long, you know, stripping the leaves and the twigs off the bottom part and plunging them in soil. I'd use potting soil. It's a woody plant, so it's a little bit harder to propagate by stem cuttings and more succulent plants a lot of times. But get that tip growth, cut it back, take the the flowers off, just leave the leaves on them, and they'll root pretty well. The best rooting hormone to use, especially on woody plants like that, is, believe it or not, saliva.
I've heard you say that before. So yeah. I'll try that. I'll try it now, and I'll try it in the spring.
Give it a shot. Be fine.
One more little question involved with this. If I see and it says salvia gregi, does that always mean it's going to be red?
No.
No?
Red, white, purple. Some are multiple colors. There's one called lipstick. There's a whole lot of different shades and different colors. It's a very versatile plant. It's a good one. I like it a lot.
Thank you so very much.
I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's see what our friend Maggie's up to in Fort Worth. Hey, Maggie.
Hello. I have a lot of salvia also, lots of different colors out there.
That's a great one. It's good for butterflies, good for hummingbirds, good for all kinds of things.
They tend to cross-pollinate. I had a scarlet one and a light pink one, and I ended up with this gorgeous neon pink out there.
Good.
That's just amazing.
That's good.
I've been kind of in and out of the house this morning, so I don't know if you covered all of this. I came in when you were talking to someone about ant damage.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, every year has some new pest. This year, I was talking to someone who runs a community garden program in Arlington, and she concurred. The ants have been horrible. The squash bugs have been off the charts. There have been so many of them. But this year, it seems like the ants are literally plucking the flowers off the plant.
In the vegetable garden.
In the vegetable garden.
Well, they're fire ants, right?
No. They're some kind of little running around ants.
Really?
But, yeah, they, I don't know if they're those crazy ants or raspberry ants or
they could,
whatever type
they could
are.
Be. There's one called the little black ant, too. It's, you know, a solid black one, and it could be doing
this,
that.
This does seem to be. But I don't know if the ants take aphids onto the leaves or the ants come up to find aphids or whatever, but they literally have been swarming the blossoms. And like on the okra, uh-huh. I find them all lined up along the edge of the petal, the sepal on the flower on the okra. And I've had to take a bucket of a little soap and a little orange oil and sometimes a little spinosad in. And I have this spongy head thing for washing dishes. And I literally swab down my plant every week or so. Knock off a lot of aphids, knock off a lot of ants, get out there and on the ends where the blossoms are so that I can have some okra and some eggplant. And then my follow-up is to every couple of days go out and spritz the whole thing with diatomaceous earth. That's really been the lifesaver this year.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting. I don't have that problem in my garden. The okra is still producing great, and I haven't seen any of that. What's common on okra is for two things. One, to get some aphids when you start getting into some stressful weather, and then the ants would come to feed on the honeydew, you know, the waste
right.
of the ants. On the other hand, I've seen fire ants actually feed on the flowers and do some damage. This new little black ant that you and another caller have been talking about maybe has the same tendencies, and that is to eat the flowers. He was talking about damaging bark on a tree and various other things, which it definitely wouldn't do. But on small flowers, on succulent plants, on herbs and vegetables, fire ants will do damage. So maybe some other varieties of ants will too.
I've had to also do the same kind of swab down on my cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
There seem to be a number of the pollinated little cukes that aren't making it because they're getting clobbered. I mean, it's really been a running battle with aphids and ants and squash beetles.
That's really interesting. Are you doing a regular compost tea or Garrett juice spraying?
I have. It's intermittent. I used to telecommute and I was home and I could do all that stuff kind of off and on during the day, and now it's kind of a lick and a promise.
I understand. I haven't been good doing it this year either, and I've been lucky, I guess. I would recommend just to see if it might solve the problem is to do a Garrett juice mixture spraying on a more regular basis and put a little bit of orange oil in with the spray on those plants that are having that kind of issue. And I think that it would take care of business.
Yeah, I especially with a nice day like this, is perfect for going out and doing that application.
Weather is nice. Had the windows down in my car this morning coming over. Very, very pleasant.
I have one other question.
Okay.
There are these big iridescent beetles.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Japanese beetles are here. But
are they green?
Yes.
Well, that's the green June bug.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
This thing bops around out there in the garden. I'll look it up, but I don't think it's a June bug.
We've got pictures of the green one in the Texas Bug Book, and it's also on the website, and it's the only one I've ever run into. The only other possibility, and I don't think they'd be hurting plants, foliage, would be some of the rhinoceros beetles or those really big ones will be mm-hmm. green. But the only other green one I've seen is the green June bug. We don't have Japanese beetles hardly here, but the green June bug, I've had a lot of reports of that insect this year.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I've seen any damage. I've just seen kind of they're kind of drunk. They bounce around in the plant. So
well, you know why? Their favorite food is fruit that has gone past being ripe and starting to rot. And they probably are getting some alcohol and getting drunk. That's exactly
what. Maybe a couple peppers. I'm trying to keep it pretty well picked this year.
Okay, well, if you get some pictures, throw them up on the chat rooms for us or send us a copy, and we'll see if it's something else.
All right. Thanks
Maggie. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Open line for you at 866-444-3478. Rebecca in Colleyville. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi. I have a question. Well, I have lots of questions, but today I'll just bother you with grass seed. I have in my backyard, it's mostly shaded. I get some sun, and I I want to plant new grass. And I'm not doing sod. I think I've decided on fescue. I know that looks kind of unnatural, but I have dogs, and I don't mind in the backyard it being green year round. I don't mind the mowing, but what I don't, when it comes to buying grass seed, what's the difference between buying it from a big box store and ordering it online from some of these? I mean, there's a big difference in cost. What about?
Well, can you hang on with me, and we'll talk about it in a little more detail?
Okay, that's great. Thanks.
All right, I'll be back in a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back after this.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will, too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and there's an open line at 866-444-3478, and we're talking with Rebecca in Colleyville. Had a question about buying seed from the big box stores versus mail order versus local independents. I guess that was the question, Rebecca?
Yes.
Well, all of the above are fine. It depends on who you deal with. You know, there are some companies that do mail order that, you know, we're good friends with and do extremely high quality work, like the American Native Seed Company, and
I think I saw that one through the Ladybird Johnson.
They do some work with them, or both of those may be good sources. On the other hand, the independents are always going to have, you know, good quality seed, and then you have somebody to talk to, and we always recommend that. Somebody was telling me just the other day, though, that, and I think that the independents and the box stores probably have this, some of the big seed companies are putting out seed mixtures that, when I first heard about it, I really raised my eyebrows, because they were a mixture of cool season grasses. And I didn't see that was a good thing long term, but I've talked to people that are using them at the proper time in the fall and getting some good overseeding in shady situations, and it's working pretty well.
And this is for, you know, for grass year round. It's not, I don't have any, there's no other kind of grass. It's not like there's St. Augustine and then I'm going to use this for the winter time. It will be the permanent.
Well, some of these blends contain fescue or more than one variety of fescue, and they can, in a little cooler climates, they're permanent for sure. In our area, in zone 8, they might burn up and may need to be replanted in the fall. Some of the golf courses around our area and throughout our zone will use some fescues and even bluegrasses in some situations, some cases, in shady areas. And they will last all through the heat, but they tend to get in stress and fade away a little bit when it's really hot. And what they do is they overseed and replant again at least a certain percentage every fall.
Okay. So if by chance I will need to do that, then I might not want to go with, because, I mean, there's a difference in, like, $40 for a 40-pound bag, or,
yeah,
you know, $80 for a 2-pound bag. I mean, there's quite a difference. And some will say, you know, guaranteed weed free. And I'm like, what?
Well, that's nonsense. But
okay. Well, and that's just it. I don't know how much of it is just marketing.
Yeah, that's just marketing for sure. The look at the ingredients. If they don't tell you what the seed are, don't buy it. There's a big national kind of scammy deal that's been going on for a long time. And they don't even tell you what the seed are in the mix.
And I'm very much a skeptic, like, you know, if they're promising you too much, this sounds too good to be true. So, but when you say independence, I'm doing this myself. So when you say independence, there's places that just will sell the grass seed, or are you talking about people that will plant it for
you? No, just regular garden centers.
Okay.
Landscape contractors will plant it for you, but you need to look at the ingredients, and it'll probably say there's fescue, bluegrass. There may be bent grass even in there. There may be various cool season grasses in the mixture, and they work pretty well. But in our part of the world, they are primarily for the cool season. They are not going to last year in and year out for you after one planting, and you have to realize that they are useful as one of the few ways you can grow grass in a shady situation, but they have to be beefed up by replanting every fall in most cases.
Well, and the funny thing is I found this out by accident because I had bought a bag of grass that I was going to use for overseeding in another area, and it was sitting outside over so long I was procrastinating. If one thing or another came up, I didn't do it. And then I didn't know it, and there was a hole in it, and I had dragged it across the yard, and before it was all out, and I thought, fine, leave it. And then grass grew just by accident.
Yeah, these things will germinate, especially if you do it at this time of the year when things are starting to cool down a little bit. Even though it seems still awfully hot, we're getting a lot cooler nights, and the conditions are getting proper for getting that those cool season things germinate. And then when it gets a little cooler, boy, they'll come on and like gangbusters and be great. Yeah. I am not, Rebecca, a big fan of overseeding summer grasses like St. Augustine and Bermuda and Zoysia. I think you set up a lot of competition and do some damage. Other people like to do it. They like the nice green color in the winter. I did it last year because I had let my grass get shaded out and get in such bad shape, I thought I would play around with an idea. And I ended up now replanting with some St. Augustine grass and also El Toro Zoysia, which really looks pretty good for a fairly shady situation. So,
well, the reason I was doing what I'm going through is the yard was a mess when I got it, and it's huge, and I'm trying to do all this myself. So, like, when I was saying the overseeding, I was trying to get some grass in at some point so I could, when the leaves fall, I get some compost going, because I'm doing the whole thing where you don't let anything leave the yard. Anyway,
good.
Like I said, tons of questions. I could go on and on. But I do appreciate your website and your library that you have on there. I use it every day.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We, for most of you, or a lot of you, have a third hour, actually for all of you, because it's streamed live on dirtdoctor.com. Also, podcasts and other ways of listening to the show. We're delighted to have you on board. The website, dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter is free. Just fill out the form saying you want it. Howard Garrett, be back for a lot of you right after this.